This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. TouringPlans.com.
Hey everybody, it's Stacy from Must Do Disney, and you are in the place to be, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Check it out.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 268 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. Hope everybody had a really, really Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays as we get ready for the new year. On this week's show, we're going to do a special Sounds from the Park Overlay Holiday Edition. Basically, what we're going to hear are a couple of the attractions that they have either at Disneyland or Walt Disney World that during the holiday season, they provide a different type of soundtrack or script for, which was pretty cool. The first one we're going to hear is the Haunted Mansion from Disneyland. It's a shame they don't do this down in Walt Disney World, but they do in Disneyland every year, and this is pretty cool. After that, we're going to hear the Alien Swirling Saucers from Hollywood Studios, where it does have a little bit of a holiday twinge to it, so it's pretty cool to hear that one. After that, we're going to hear the Jingle Cruise from the Magic Kingdom over in Walt Disney World, and we really lucked out. We had a great driver for this one. To finish it tonight, what we're going to do is the Holiday Wishes fireworks show from the Magic Kingdom. Now, I understand it's a fireworks show and it's a castle show and it is somewhat visual, but I tell you what, it's really cool to listen to. So, before we get to that, real quick, thanks to Lisa. Thank you very much, Lisa, for putting this show together for us this week. Without you, we couldn't have done this one. Thanks a lot. And one last thing is to wish everybody out there, all of our listeners, our friends, everybody who helps with the shows, the online stuff, a very, very happy new year. We'll see you all in 2019. Without further ado, here we go. The Sounds from the Parks special holiday overlay version.
Sometimes alarming. So relax and reflect. Feel free to take pause while we tell you a tale about dear Sandy Claus.
Ladies and gentlemen, to see how the residents of Halloween Town has jacked up our halls, kindly drag your bodies away from these walls.
Was the nightmare before Christmas that rolled through the house. Not a creature was peaceful, not even a mouse. The stockings, all hung by the chimney with care, when opened that morning, would cause such a scare. Children nestled all snug in their beds would have nightmares of monsters and skeleton heads.
Thank you. scattered around. This year, he's decided to praise Sandy Claus. But when Halloween creates Christmas, you might see a few flaws. A dark carriage will take you away. Sit back, rest in peace in the Black Christmas sleigh. Your sleigh will accommodate one or two more. We hope you're prepared for what Jack has in store.
Fantasmitos y fantasmitas deben quedarse en su asiento y en el cochecito mantener brazos, manos, piernas y pies adentro.
Now what better the happy faces.
Season's greetings, everyone.
You'll never see any of them ever again. You never saw them before, it doesn't really matter. I've never seen you before in my entire life. Well, except for that one time, like 5 minutes ago. But other than that, it doesn't really matter. Oh, well, we're starting. Welcome aboard the world famous Jingle Cruise. My name is Emma. Tonight I'll be your skipper, your tourist, your tour guide. Wow, it's too late for me. Your dreidel spinner, your latke fryer, your gift wrapper, and quite possibly your secret Santa. It's up to you to find out which one. You all brought your presents for secret Santa, right? Well, I appreciate your presence. Thank you. We're starting in the Amazon rainforest, where it does rain 365 days a year. On this side of our boat, we're passing Inspiration Falls. It inspires even the stingiest, cold-heartiest, curmudgeoniest Scrooges to burst into song on occasion. It's beginning to look a lot like November 4th. It's November 4th, guys. Come on. Moving ahead to the Congo River, we're going to find out just how far it can go. First laugh the boat. We're doing great. Yeah, up on that beach, there are going to be a few of my friends. I'm sure you can tell I have a lot of friends from my great personality and great sense of humor. So, look, they're not there. That's such a shame. I'm sure they're just doing some early last-minute holiday shopping. Or aka regular holiday shopping. They did give me one early present. They got me this big oak tree. And it's got a nice big boa on top. It's so pretty, it's so shiny, and nice, and dead. And up ahead is our gift wrapping station. You can tell they have a really fantastic turnover rate. They're really tearing through those orders. It's really everything you could want for a holiday party. There's gifts, and lights, and decorations, and gorillas. Yeah, looks like a great time to be. Moving on now to the Nile River, which is in fact, this is true, the longest river in Africa. See, it's educational too. Do you see that? That's a tree. It's not polite to point. The Nile just goes on for miles and miles and miles and Sorry. I think they're in denial, though. They don't really want to believe me that they're on the naughty list. This guy is actually going to get solo for the pageant. Again. Okay, you're a little flat. You want to try again, maybe a few hundred more times to come support his talent at the pageant. Right here is our sandstone rock formation, and people take it for granted, but it was my gift last year. I think it rocks. Yeah, I like it. And here we have the African belt with everything you could really want for the holidays. Some giraffes, gazelles, a few wildebeests, and even up on the hill, some stripy horses. That's what those are called, right? Yeah. All right, let's go with that. Oh, isn't that so nice of those lions? They invited that stripy horse over for some holiday dinner, and he is dead. Tired. Jokes get worse from here, guys. I think he ate too much, so we're going to let him move on. We're going to move on. Let him rest in peace. Hey. Do you see Santa's workshop up there? No? Well, keep looking. They want to look out for Santa's workshop for some reason. I keep telling them it's way too early, but they insisted, and for some reason they want to look at the jungle. I don't get it. Over here now, if you look over on this side of our boat, you will see that there is absolutely nothing. But up ahead is going to be one of those rare jungle glaciers. It's really quite a sight. It's very pretty, very cold, and nice breeze, and it's just beautiful. It's been a really warm summer. All right, let's make it around this thing. I'm sure we can do this, but it's not like I've ever made this turn before. Everybody in the back, hang on tight. Everybody in the back, I can't see half of you, but that's okay. Hang on tight. I'm sure you're back there in spirit. Hang on tight. We're almost there. Wow, we made it. Everybody okay in the back there? Oh, all two of you. Good. Good. Because we might be going over that later. Now, this is actually the plane that was going to bring us all of our decorations you see all around us. And, yeah, it was brought down, though, by the plane's natural enemy, which is the hippo. And they're quite dangerous creatures, as you can see, but they're not really moving. I'll try and scare them, just to be safe.
I love you, I'm ready for commencement! I love you, I'm ready for commencement!
Okay. I think it worked. It worked on my ex last year, and I wanted to give it a shot. I'm just kidding, guys. I've never had an ex. I'm so lonely. I'm still single, and you can tell why. We're heading now to Headhunter territory. It's not Halloween anymore, guys. You gotta take out the decorations. It's time to head on. But I think they're practicing for the party. Get their dance moves down, and they even brought three little German boys instead of just one. to a backup. So I think they were saying something about an ambush, and I don't know what that is. Is that a plant? Or, I don't know. What? Oh, spare alert? Okay, kill me now. Get out of here. Everybody throw your spare wasp out. Oh, they're already gone. You probably don't know what wassail is anyway. Anyway, yes, this right here is the eighth wonder of the world. It's the amazing, the astounding, my gift to you. It is the baptism of water. It's a Boxing Day miracle. Around here, we also call it O2H, little known fact. We are now on the Mekong River in Cambodia, and I think that is actually Santa's workshop up ahead. I think we should go in. What do you think?
Yeah!
Yeah! I think we should, because there's probably, like, magic and sparkles and cookies and childhood wonder and glitter and presents and Mrs. Claus and elves and whatever. Let's go in. Let's find out. He won't do that again. Oh, no, he's trying it again. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Santa's watching. Okay, I think that worked. Don't do it. Don't do it. Santa's watching. Okay, good. That was really close. Yeah, I don't think they even knew what I said. They just knew that Santa's watching me. Stop. Something. Real quick, I want to point out to you a few of my favorite seasonal plants. There's a Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, and Cupid, and Donner, and Blitzen. And do you recall which plant is the best of them all? No, it's Fern. Fern. Please, Rudolph, please. And here we have Trader Sam. Hi, Sam. Sam has come to pay us a visit. He has a great head for business, and he's got his heading into the holidays 3-for-1 sale. I mean, 3 of his heads for only 1 of yours, and I think it's a good deal. You come out ahead, no matter which way it is sliced or diced. I think I'm making him feel, like, especially awkward, so. We have now come up to the most terrifying, dangerous part of the journey, and that is the return to civilization. Now, when you exit the boat, please do not cross over those crates or the people in the middle. It's really not a great idea. Crossing over is more of a haunted mansion thing. Well, I know many people have a very difficult time saying goodbye, especially at the holidays. It's a very emotional time. So I'm going to tell you what I told my family on December 26th. Just get out. Sorry, that was very rude. Please get out and happy holidays. Aw, thanks for the pity applause. I'll hurry with you. It's always pity when it starts 3 people and then it stops. Oh well, watch your head, watch your step. If you hit your head, please lower your voice, watch your language. Santa's watching. Santa's watching. happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Ramadan, Happy Winter Solstice, and if you don't really celebrate anything at all, well, Happy Saturday. Happy Festivus for the rest of us, thank you. Yes, I almost forgot, how could I? If you're passing by later, I might...
feels? I see there's something magical in the air, wouldn't you? Why, it's the spirit of the season. A season that sparkles with its own magic and memories.
Thank you.
Disney never has to fear. As long as you keep your loved ones near and a holiday wish in your heart.
Peace, the hauntings free.